Task 3. Your supervisor is talking with Debbie, a professional reviewer, about some TV programs that Entertainment Asia is considering purchasing. Put a tick to indicate whether the reviewer thinks the program is suitable, not suitable, or she has some reservation about the program. Also, note down her reasons. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Right, Debbie, what do you think about the 4 TV series that we are considering buying?
Well, there is one I really like. It's called Global Village. It's a great production.
Right, tell me more.
Well, the stories featured in the series are very interesting, and the filming is just excellent.
Interesting stories?
Mr. Lee, I'd say very interesting stories. During the whole viewing, I didn't get up once.
Wow. And you said the filming was excellent as well.
Yes, I really like the series. I'm certain that it will be a hit.
Oh, there's a documentary series called Successful People. Do you think we should get it?
No.
Oh.
2 reasons. Firstly, the successful people covered in the series are unfamiliar to most Hong Kong people. I don't think our Hong Kong audience will find them interesting.
And what's your second reason?
There are no special viewpoints other than the ones we have heard over and over. It's the same old viewpoints.
I see. And what about the documentary series on environmental problems? What is it called?
The series is called Our Planet.
Yes, Our Planet. What do you think? I've seen the trailer and it seemed informative.
Well, my problem with the series is that it focuses too much on the problems but offers little hope. You see, we hear about environmental problems on a daily basis. Many similar documentaries use the same approach of focusing too much on the problems. I think people get the message already. I think these environmental documentaries need to give some hope to motivate people to take action. You can't persuade people to take action when it offers so little hope to solving the problems. So, I'm in 2 minds. I'm not sure if I want to purchase the series.
Understood. And the last series is about science, is that right?
Yes, it's called Science Matters.
Science Matters. I like the title.
Yes, me too.
What do you think about the series?
Well, it's actually quite good. All the topics are relevant to our daily life. All the topics in the whole series are relevant.
Wow, sounds good.
But I did find a couple of problems with this series.
What are the problems?
Firstly, there are some difficult topics. Of all the 13 episodes, there are at least 4 episodes I found a bit difficult to understand. I mean, some topics are difficult, like robotics and AI. They are difficult topics. Don't get me wrong, I like the topics, but some of them are difficult.
So, do you think the series is suitable for the general audience?
Well, it really depends. Some topics are more suitable for a more educated audience. On the whole, I'd say it's not easy to understand for the general audience.
So you won't consider buying the series?
I'm not sure, Mr. Lee. The topics in the series are relevant to our daily life. I think we should still consider it, but at the same time, we should continue our search for other science programs that are easier for the general public to understand.
Thanks very much for helping us evaluate the programmes, Debbie.
Not a problem.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.